Daf Nun Aleph Halacha. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Dalad Halacha Dalad says Safek Hasheches Safek Not Dark. You're allowed to do Atmana something that's hot, but you're allowed to do Atmana with something that's cold even on Shabbos, even if it's not moist. For instance, it shouldn't get any colder, or it should not lose its cold. Hot that he did at one air Shabbos and got Nisgal on Shabbos, he got a cover because it's not Ksil Moisev. He got to change the cover on Shabbos. What does he do? He takes the cover, puts wings of a pigeon, or he takes the wings of a pigeon and puts the cover. Shaflach Archaim Simmer Reish Nun Zayin Siv Dal. It says, even though you don't do Atmana Shabbos, even something that's not Moisev Hevel, if it was Tamei B'Yayim and it's gotten his gala when it's dark, you're allowed to return it and cover it up. Sotu wants to be Moisev on Shabbos, he gives Moisev. Sotu wants to take the whole thing put it on another thing in its place. For the first one is hot, more hot than the second one, or the second one is hotter than the first one. Even if it wasn't covered only with a linen, you can take it and cover it up with a coat. And that's dafke if the kedera is fully cooked. But if it's not totally cooked, even to be moist on the kisa is usher, because the sefas is koirim that it should get cooked. Shabbos Perek Dalad, Halacha Dalad. We just did the Rambam, so we won't repeat it again. Arachayim Simmerashon Zion Sif Vav says, Yilad Atman Shabbos, something that's cold in something that's not Moisav Hevel, so it shouldn't get any colder, or it shouldn't lose its cold. But something which is Moisav Hevel, even something that's Moisav Hevel, even to Matan and Tzoyin and Gomer, even by Yav, is also going to be us if it's Moisav Hevel. The Rambam, Acholos Asuris, Perik Yud Zayin, Alochi Yadal, says, a guy that cooked for us wine, or milk, or honey, or quince, or chietzbe, something that's eaten raw, it's mutter. Because there weren't guys who owned something that's not necha k'mo shechai, like meat, fish, eggs, vegetables. I guess some vegetables. If the guy cooked with chilat tzayv, and it wasn't a Jew, was not in shtatim with the cooking, then it's also because of ishlakim. Yerdei simak kuf yud gimel sif aleph. Something which is not eaten as it's raw, and also as oil shulchan malachim, as a side dish, or that was cooked by a guy, even in a Jewish keli, in the house of a Jew, is asal bishlakim. Shabbos, perek dalad, alacha dalad, the Rambam, we just did it, so we won't do it again. The shulchan aruch harachayim simarish nun Zion, Siv Dalet, says, even though you don't do Atman on Shabbos, even something that's not Moisav Hevel, if you did Atman on Yom and it got uncovered when it turns dark, you're allowed to return it and recover it. So we did this also, so we're not going to skip the rest of it. The Rambam, Shabbos, Perek Dalet, Halacha Hey. If he moved the cooked food or hot water from one keli to another keli, you're allowed to do atmana the second keli in Shabbos. Something's not moist, for instance, if the thing is cold. Because they didn't ask to do atmana Shabbos, only something is hot, the klirishon is nisbash. But if they moved it, it's mutter. Arachaim, simmer reish nun zayin sif hey. If he moved the tafshon on Shabbos from one in the pot that he cooked it to another pot, you're allowed to do atmana something that's not moist of hevel. Shulchan aruch arachaim, simmer reish nun tes sif dalet. If he did atman on something that should not is mukta, and he covered his face with something that you're allowed to move, the mouth, the opening, he can uncover the kisa and he holds the kader and he takes it out. The Shechnach Rechaim Simad Reish Nun Tes Sif Hey. If he did atman in an animal's machas or something that you're not allowed to move, if some of the pot is open, he can take it and put it back. If not, he can't take it. Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Dalad Halacha Vav. You're allowed to put one hot cup on another hot cup on Shabbos of water, or a pot on top of another pot, or a pot on top of a hot water, and a hot water on top of a potato, as long as you seal their openings with dough. Not that it should get hot, only it should keep its heat. It didn't ask only at one on Shabbos, but to leave a kli cham on top of a kli cham, so it should stay in its heat, is mutter. But you're not going to put a kli that has something cold on top of a kli cham Shabbos, because then it's moiled heat in Shabbos. If you left it evening, meaning for Erev Shabbos is mutter, and it's not because of the time of Dabar Moisav Hevel. Arachayim Simmerashon Chesif Aleph says, you're allowed to leave Mabodyam Erev Shabbos a kli that has something cold and a hot pot, because that's not time of Dabar Moisav Hevel. Shh, quiet down, guys. Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simmerashon Chesif Aleph says, a keli that has a double cham, that's Yatza Ledes Boy, you're allowed to leave it on Shabbos in a pot, that's Tunis, so it should keep its heat and shouldn't get cooled off. And you can cover its mouth with dough, if it has dough that was needed from yesterday. But you can't put a kli that has something that's not hot, so hot on a kdera, which is very hot. that if the upper one would get heated from its heat till it becomes yatzeledes, then it's aser. Shabbos perik chafal v'lochid gimel, the Rambam says, pickled or cooked items that he squeezed out, if he's doing it to soften, it's mutter. If he's doing it to take out, it's liquid, it's aser. You're not allowed to crush snow that the water should run, but you can crush it into a plate or into a cup. Garlic or early dates or lilies, which is stalks that he ground in by yom, if they still need to require to crush it, you're not allowed to finish the dichan Shabbos. If it just needs shchika b'yad, which by hand you could rub it, then it's mutter to finish it b'Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to finish shchikas harefos. You can do the tiles b'eitz haparer with a tais of bread with a wood that's crumbled into a pot on Shabbos after you take it off the fire. Snow and hail, you're not crush them and break them into small pieces so water should run out. But you can put it into a cup of wine or water and it gets melted by itself. It doesn't have to worry about it. So too, if you left it in the sun or next to the flame and it melted, is mutter. Our Chaim Sim Shin Yud Ches Sif Tes Zayin says, you're allowed to put an infanda in a place where it's yatzeledes, even though that its fats is hardened, gets melted again. This infanda is like a kugel. And there must is an avadik there that has soup that got hardened, that when the soup, when the fat gets melted, it's not be'en, it's mutter. Some are machmer, we're machmer. But the mokot tzorich can be samech on the svar rishayin, so therefore we don't put anything that has liquid in back on the blach. Shabbos perek chav halacha ches. You're allowed to drag a behema with its bit or bridle to Shisrabin as long as it's roy for that bit or bridle. For instance, a calf or a horse or an afsa, which is a different type of neck thing for a camel, and a nostril for a naka, and a regular calf for a dog. But if you took a behemoth with a mesek, which is not enough to watch it, for instance, you tied a rope on the mouth of a horse, or a mesek, which doesn't need, only it's overkill, it can be watched with much less. For instance, you took out a donkey with a horse collar or a cat with a collar, that's a masoy, because any shmir m'ula, shmir b'chusa, is considered a masoy. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Simon Shinhei, Sif Aleph says, a behemoth can go out with what it usually gets guarded with, but if it's not mishtamani, then it's too much protection, and it's a masoy. So to anything that's for noi, and not l'shima, cannot go out. Therefore, a naka, which is a wild donkey, could go out with its mama, a metal rope, which is a ring of basil, and it goes through his nostrils, and it goes inside him. And the chamra luba could go out with a paga de parzel, which is a briga, which is a different type of collar, and a camel go out with a afsa, which is a kvistra, and a mule and a donkey and a horse can go out with an afsa or a bit, but not with both. But you're allowed to tie a rope afsa around its neck and let it go out with it, and you're allowed to metal the afsa and put it on it as long as it shouldn't lean on it. The Rambam Shabbos, Perek Chaf, Halacha Ches, we already did, so we'll do it again. Shechna Chorchaim Simon Shin Hei Sif Hei. Those that wear collars like dogs or trappers or small animals that have like a ring around their neck and a ring in it and they put in a string and schlep them with it, they're allowed to go out with this rope that's around their neck and you can pull them with it. Shabbos Perek Chaf Halacha Ches, we already did earlier. And Lotzes Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Simon Shin Hesiv Gimel, a donkey could go out with a prumbia, which is a bit of made out of metal, is also because it's not enough protection. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Nun Aleph.